Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
How is Bland Simpson's upcoming book called Little Rivers and Waterway Tales, A Carolinian's Eastern Streams? How's that book helping me write my book about local eateries near the interstate highways? Well, first of all, a few words about the author and his book, which is coming out next month. The multi-talented Simpson is our Chapel Hill neighbor, a professor of writing at Carolina, a performer and songwriter for the Red Clay Ramblers, prolific author, and much, much more. But in his new book, he celebrates inland waterways near the coast of North Carolina. Referring to his wife, Anne, whose lovely photographs illustrate the new book, he writes, quote, "The lifelong object of our affection has been the water of our coast and coastal plain, and the people who love it. Love floating it, fishing it, hunting on it, studying its birds and plants, and for any other reason at all, simply seeking out this world," unquote. And he begins with his hometown river, Elizabeth City's Pasquotank. He combines personal memories of Hurricane Hazel and learning to sail as a boy with Civil War naval action and his and Anne's more recent trips on the nearby waters. With similar storytelling, he takes us inland and south to and through waterways like the Scuppernon, the Alligator, the Cantanilla, Trent, White Oak, Sweetheart, and Black, and others, pausing at each, and like an engaging river guide regaling readers with history, science, and personal story, so that at the end, even if we forget some of the details, we'll never forget how much we enjoyed the trip with him. Now, how does the book Little Rivers intersect with my book about eateries near the interstates? Well, near the end of his trip south towards Wilmington, he writes, quote, "The landing and canoe rental spot for one fine dark tributary of the northeast Cape Fear, east of Bergall, and not too far north of Wilmington, bore the name Holland's Shelter Creek Restaurant, Boats and Cabins." Well, the Simpsons rented a canoe there and explored the waters. But that restaurant is going to be in my book because it is near I-40. It's a gathering place for locals and, as I write, provides generous servings of scallops, catfish, shrimp, and oysters. And I continue, and if you want to try frog legs, they'll fry them up for you. Holland's was something of a secret pleasure for regulars until the Raleigh News Observer last month featured it as in its Best Kept Secrets series. Well, whether you stop at Holland's for the catfish and frog legs, as I suggest, or to explore the quiet, dark waters of Shelter Creek, like the Simpsons suggest, or to do both, or even if you just enjoy Shelter Creek through reading the new book, your mini adventures will be rich. But don't be sure you could read Little Rivers and resist Simpson's pull towards the water as he describes. UNC Wilmington's Philip Gerard says the book is, quote, "a treasure of glorious prose and vivid descriptions that celebrate a glorious and essential waterscape." He continues, "It made me want to launch my kayak on the north branch of Whiskey Creek and begin my own adventure." This is D.G. Martin.